Harry Connick Jr., a wink and a smile here on Afternoons with Aaron. 84 degrees and plenty of sunshine. And if you want to do some smiling this weekend, and we had him on last year to talk about an event that's up in Union Hill, Minnesota, just west of New Prague, probably an hour and 10 minutes away. And I love getting him on the air because this event means a lot to me. I know it means so much to him. He's been putting it on for years. It's a home run derby to a benefit. Every year it's benefiting a family who has a little one that is dealing with illness, fighting some kind of battle. And I just wanted to get him back on the air. So if you're looking for something to do coming up on Saturday, we're also going to give you the information that if you can't make it to Union Hill, where you can donate to the cause. Ted Nitas with Hometown Bats, in charge of the Hometown Bats Home Run Derby, joins us again this year. And Teddy, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. It's Saturday already. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. we're at that point now where we're nervous. You know, the nervous jitters come out, but we're excited. We think we got everything ready to rock and roll for Saturday.
Now, for our listeners that are not familiar with this event, how many years will this be that you've been putting this on?
This is our sixth year.
Sixth year already. Wow.
And yep. It keeps Isn't that
getting,
crazy?
It keeps getting bigger and better and more stuff going on year after year. Before we get into the things that are going on, what time things start, activities, giveaways, a lot of great things going on at Union Hill Ballpark. This year's benefit goes to Adeline Teedy, and she's a three-year-old girl. Tell us her story.
Yeah, so her story, she's 3 years old right now. She was born with what they call HRHS, and what that is hypoplastic right heart syndrome. And basically what it is a chamber on the right side has not developed like it should. The parents were notified at her 20-week ultrasound that she was going to have this. And so they were basically then referred to Rochester Mayo, and she was delivered down there. And she spent a bunch of time in the NICU. She had, I think her first open-heart surgery was pretty quickly after she was born, and then she stayed in the NICU for up to 5 months. And she had some other complications. So during the post-surgery, some of her intestines died, and then she caught influenza A. So not just the heart defect that she has to deal with, she was dealing with a whole bunch of other stuff. But, you know, I met her here probably a month and a half ago when we decided that we were going to try to help them. And she is just a spunky little three-year-old, and, you know, she wears overalls, and she's got a bow in her hair, and she loves everything to do with farming, especially little kittens. Like, kittens are like her kryptonite, I guess, is what her mom says. So, both grandparents are from a farm, their farming family, and so this year's Home Run Derby is going to be a farm theme, and we always try to tie something to do with the event with, you know, what the child loves. And so it just brings a family together when it's more than just, you know, coming to watch home runs. You can come and we can go through the list of what we have there. But I do want to just say she is one of the spunkiest little kids that you'd ever meet. And you wouldn't even know that she has a heart defect, really, unless you were told.
That warms my heart just hearing that. I know the family very well, Jesse Lambrick and Jeremy Teedy, and I love this family, and I love that you chose Adeline and their family for this year. I think that's it's awesome, and we're going to tell you about all the things going on, because if you're looking for family fun, and again, it's a little over an hour drive. It's not too bad for a Saturday. If you're looking for family fun, this is the place to be on Saturday night. The event starts at 6, and again, Ted Nitas, Hometown Bats, in charge of the Home Run Derby. Teddy, give us a rundown of some of the fun taking place on Saturday.
Okay, so since we're going to do a farm theme, we got to have farm animals there, right?
Gotta.
So we're going to do a little petting zoo. We got a couple calves, some fainting goats, And we actually got little ducklings, too, that they're going to be, I think, 2 weeks old. So the kids will be able to hold them, and they're going to be nice and fluffy and, you know, nothing to love but little ducklings. And then, actually, we have five kittens there as well because we, you know, we knew how much she loves kittens. So I don't know if we'll be able to get Adeline on the field because I think she's going to be over by the petting zoo the entire time. But that's one thing that, you know, the kids can come and do. We're going to have a corn dive. So basically we're going to have a swimming pool full of corn, and the kids will be able to dive in there for little trinkets for, you know, some prizes. And all this stuff is free, of course, free to do. No admission, you know, into the Home Run Derby. And then we have, you know, all the food you can want, ice cream. We have pulled pork sandwiches. We have mini donuts, hamburgers, hot dogs, you know, you name it, it's there. And beverages, you know, for the adults as well. We have a few games that we do throughout the evening for the kids, heads-tails games where we, you know, play heads-tails. And we give out glow necklaces for that. And I think this year, let me grab my notes, but I think that you're going to be able to win four Vikings tickets. You know, nice. The winner is going to take home four Vikings tickets to the Bears game on October 9th. Let me see what else we have. We have, but for like more like live auction stuff. So we have a huge live auction. The first one is, you might actually really like this one and maybe bid on it, Aaron. We have four Delta Sky 360 Twins tickets against the White Sox on July 15th.
Did you say the White Sox?
I did say the White Sox, and I believe that's your favorite team.
Kind of.
The Twins could use a few wins, so if you would show up to that game.
Everybody in Albert Lea knows my jinx down here, that I've seen the White Sox beat the Twins like once in 16 contests at Target Field. So, yes, I would. Well, you know what? Someone would probably help me bid on those. You know, we could probably raise a lot of money if I threw my cash and someone would throw cash just to make me go to the game,
right?
We could really raise a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So, and then we've got like 20 rounds of golf to Montgomery National Golf Course. They're super awesome and helping donate that. And you know what's cool about this, Aaron, is, you know, now we're in our sixth year. And when I first started, you know, we were begging people to donate and to be a part of it. And the last two days, so yesterday and the day before, I had a family call me and say, hey, we'd like to donate four Kenny Chesney tickets, lower level, to the Home Run Derby. They didn't know that, you know, we never asked them, nothing like that. They just said, yep, we want to donate. So it's just super cool how people in the community just get behind this thing, and they know what we're doing. They know how good it is, and they're willing to just, you know, pour their heart and their soul and their money into it. And then yesterday I had Next Chapter Winery in Montgomery stop by with a case of wine. And so now, instead of just serving, you know, beer and seltzers, we're going to serve wine, you know, for those that don't like the beer. But it's just super cool, you know, that people just drop stuff off and say, hey, here you go. You know, do what you can with it.
Hometown Bats, Home Run Derby. My good friend Ted Nitas here on Kaint Radio. Again, it's June 25th at 6 p.m. And, you know, we haven't even touched, and we have to touch on the Home Run Derby itself. Baseball fans, again, make the trip up to Union Hill because there's an actual Home Run Derby. These guys get very competitive. It's a lot of fun. Do we got 10 guys again this year?
We have 11 this year.
We're up to 11. Okay,
and,
nice.
Let me tell you a little bit about these guys. So we have a lot of guys that have been in it, you know, the entire since we started. They're lifers. They, as long as they can swing a bat, they tell me that they're going to be in it because they know how much it means to the community. But we do have a couple new guys. We actually have from the Federal League, which I think you play in the Federal League, don't you, Aaron?
Yeah, I do. Well,
Tommy Cochran. He's from Minnesota Mammoth, which is up closer to Twin Cities, but he is the 35 and older league leader in home runs. So it's kind of cool. We're going to bring him in, and then another guy that is kind of a special thing this year, Tyler Brandall. He works for Shields in Eden Prairie and the sporting goods store, and he plays for Dassel Cokato. And Shields is stepping up like huge in a donation of $2,500 to have their employee be in the Home Run Derby. And so, cool. And every time he hits a home run, they're going to add another $100 to the home run or to their total. And if he wins the whole thing, they're going to double that amount. So I'm going to tell everybody that's in the Home Run Derby, just let Tyler win it, you know, and raise as much money as we can. But they won't let that because they're way too competitive, you know.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. Again, it's the annual Home Run Derby. It's up in Union Hill, which is by New Prague, again, just over an hour. And if the story has touched your heart and you want to help this family, help Adeline, again, she has spent so much time in the hospital. I've talked to her mom on many occasions about their experiences, and they're just a wonderful, wonderful family. Again, love this family. And if you can make it up to Union Hill, that's great on Saturday. If you can't, I see you guys got Venmo. Is that new this year? Venmo.
Yeah, we have Venmo, and you can find that at Hometown Bats Derby. Would be on Venmo. And, you know, if this story touches your heart, which, you know, it should, she is just, like I said, the cutest little thing, and we just want to help her as much as possible. So, you know, even if you can't make it, and you have $5 sitting in your Venmo, which most people do, just send that $5 to the Hometown Bats Derby. And if, you know, we get a couple hundred people from Albert Lea doing that, that's going to just be a huge dollar amount to give to her. And everything that we raise goes right to Adeline, because everything is donated. We don't have any running expense. It all goes to her. So, you know, we are a nonprofit, and if you decide you want to do a big dollar amount, we can definitely get you a receipt for that for tax purposes as well. And, you know, you talk about her story. Her mom put on the Hometown Bats Home Run Derby Facebook page, I think it was like 17 or 18 posts of like her experience. So if you've got 10 minutes, go to the Hometown Bats Home Run Derby benefit page on Facebook. I know it's a long page, but type that in, and you will see her life story up until her, you know, where she's at now and what she has to go through continue. So I know right now she's trying to gain weight, and as soon as she's at the projected weight that they want her at, they're going to go and do another heart surgery, because her heart is growing, and wherever they do the surgery, that obviously doesn't grow with the heart, so they have to go and, you know, physically grow that spot. And, you know, so as soon as she gets to that certain weight, and I think they're trying to do it this fall, she'll be back down in there to adjust that valve for her.
Again, the event's coming up this Saturday, June 25th, 6 o'clock start at Union Hill Ballpark. And I should mention that the 25th is my birthday. So if
it's
anybody,
your birthday?
So if
oh,
anybody,
man, happy birthday then.
So if anybody wants to give me a birthday present, any of our listeners, I'd like you to Venmo some money to Hometown Bats Derby. And if you don't know how to use Venmo, you know, contact one of your kids, your grandkids. They can hook you up with Venmo. If you need more information about the event, just contact me here at the Kate Studios. I'll get you in contact. If you want to drop off, you know, something here at the studios, I can bring it back. I can bring it up to New Prague. We'll get the money to the family however we have to. But, yeah, if you want to pick me up something for my birthday on Saturday, donate to this great cause and to this wonderful family. That's my birthday wish. Please do that. Ted Nitas, Hometown Bats, Home Run Derby coming up this Saturday, 6 o'clock at Union Hill Ballpark. And Teddy, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I think that's awesome. I appreciate you, you know, letting me contact with your following down there in Albert Lea. And you know, we know it's, you know, an hour away. But, you know, our friendship together, Aaron, I think we can raise a lot of money from Albert Lea to help this little girl out. So I appreciate you and KATE for everything that you're doing to allow me to be on here.
Absolutely. Ted Nitas, Hometown Bats, Home Run Derby coming up this Saturday. Buddy, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Aaron. Thanks.
Again, Ted Nitas. Adeline, and we're going to put this a flyer on our Facebook page, and you're going to see this precious three-year-old girl. We're going to put the interview at myalbertlea.com under the Afternoons with Aaron section, so you can share it if you want or play it back. But again, if you want to make a donation, you can contact me here at the station. Again, I've known Teddy for years. I know this family. That's why every one of these home run derbies mean a lot to me. they do. This one means even more because that I know the family. I know the mom very well. We've talked about her daughter on a many, many occasions. So whatever you can do to help would be much appreciated. At Hometown Bats Derby is the Venmo account. At Hometown Bats Derby, the Venmo account. And again, we'll put the flyer online. And if you want to know how you can get some money up there, Ike will be your delivery person here from Albert Lee.